Late Bloomers. My name is Tom.
I am Gene.
And welcome again if you are new to Late Bloomer and Tom and Gene. And this week, we're going to talk about Gene's traveling and then like some other ideas we've had. We're here in LA. Everyone's fucking leaving LA. No one wants to be here anymore.
Right.
Everyone's going to what? Tulum, Miami.
Yep.
Fucking Scottsdale.
I just got back from a 6-week bender of Scottsdale, Vegas, Austin.
Jesus Christ.
Miami. Scottsdale, Tulum, right?
Miami.
But basically all of the best cities to go to during
quarantine. That's
literally
where everyone's going are those spots.
Like
you just
Texas,
said.
Yeah. Florida, and Mexico. And Arizona.
I'm surprised you didn't go to like Turks and Caicos or fucking Greece or something. Shit like that. And
yeah, I also know a lot of people going to South America right now, like Colombia or like Costa Rica, Argentina, like a lot of those places.
Oh, man, that would be so much fun. You know me and my Latinas, man. I would
Dude,
thrive.
You would fucking love Colombia.
Here's something crazy. My friend just called me. It was like, yo, do you want to go to like Medellin for like a week? I'm like, I do. I really do.
But instead, you got the PS5.
Instead, I got the PlayStation, which I don't know which had a better ROI to this day. But whatever, we'll worry about that another day. But if you want to talk about Tulum for a little bit, because that's kind of like the hot spot right now. You see Instagram blowing up, everyone's popping bottles at these like bungalow-looking spots.
Yep.
Everyone's getting shit-faced.
So Tulum reminds me of Bali, but in Mexico.
Okay, what if we have never been to Bali?
So, but I've never been to Bali either.
It's a great comparison.
But the reason why I say Bali is there's like so much nature. There's a lot of fucking hippies, hipsters.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like meditation spots and like
chakras
aligned and like do drugs and but not like coke. It's more like
psychedelics.
Acid and like shrooms and like. Fucking Tootsie and, you know, just like random fucking hippie shit, right?
Sure, classic.
So it reminds me, all the clubs look like Burning Man.
Okay.
Right? Like there's like vines everywhere.
It's like outdoor. It's like,
yeah, every place is outdoor. Everywhere you look, it's an Instagram photo op.
Classic,
every single place you look, it's an Instagram photo op.
Right.
So it's perfect for influencers. It's perfect for models. It's perfect for hippies.
The whole thing.
I'm sure you've been to like other parts of Mexico, like
10 years ago, but yeah.
Okay,
I
so I've been to like Cabo, I've been to Cancun, I've been to Rocky Point.
Right.
It's nothing like any of those places.
Got it. Okay.
It's
great.
Picture
the exact opposite of what I just said.
Picture like Tocamadera in LA, right?
Okay.
But outdoors and like just everywhere, right?
So when you're here, obviously you are a straight dude interested in women. Everyone wants to get laid when they're on vacation, right?
Okay, that was an interesting transition.
How was that for a transition?
It's like, right, you're straight in LA. In Tulum, you took dick.
Yeah, you hit it. You bent over in Tulum, right? Yeah. But like when you go to Vegas, right, it's very just like carefree, high energy. You're getting strippers and blow and you're fucking straight up.
Uh-huh.
But when you go to Tulum, I'm assuming it's a very similar energy, and you just want to get laid with locals, tourists, and then you're out. What's kind of like your strategy that you've used when you vacation?
So I always advise, some people say don't bring sand to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I love bringing sand to the beach.
And in Tulum, there's a lot of sand at the beach.
Right. Tulum,
Miami.
Yep. Yeah. Miami, Tulum, the talent at these places. I highly recommend any listeners, if you guys haven't been to Miami or Tulum during the pandemic, I highly recommend it.
Okay.
Every person that doesn't really care that much about the pandemic, or maybe they don't live with older people, they're partying in these cities.
Like it doesn't exist.
Like it does not exist. I was at a club. And maybe this isn't the best thing to admit, but I was at a club, and I kid you not, there were probably 300 people in a tiny ass LA club, right?
Oh my God.
Like an avenue.
Yeah.
And there were 300 people, and during a pandemic, no masks, nothing.
No one gave a shit. People are making out, people are sharing bottles, they're doing blow
off
each other.
Oh my, it's insane.
That's insane. Okay, so let's just say I agree with you that you need to bring women, if you can't afford it, because then you gotta think of like, got to pay for their plane ticket, their hotel, maybe their food.
Right, right.
Just their existence, essentially.
Right.
But let's just say you can't afford that and you are going to these Tulums and Miamis solo. And you're like, you know, I'm going to get it out of the fucking Midwest or California. I still want to have fun. I want to go to a store, you live 11, if they're even open, and meet a girl, meet a guy. This, by the way, are the advice we're about to give you. Gay, straight, whatever you prefer, whatever you identify, it doesn't matter. This shit runs across the board. So
women looking for men, same thing.
Whatever you're
into. Out in Miami for a bachelorette party, same thing.
Gay, doesn't matter. The strategy that we start small. That's how what this podcast is about. Is our advice is always at the very brass tacks level. So number one is you have to find out the hotspots. How do you find out the hotspots? How did you know where the spots to go?
Dude, just going back real quick, I highly, highly, highly recommend bringing sand to the beach. Yeah. And by sand to the beach, I mean girls to the trip to if the you're beach. A guy, right? Yeah. And by the beach, I say the beach because there's a plethora of supply of women there already. Mm-hmm. But I do recommend bringing them because it eliminates the aspect of having to meet someone and introduce yourself and get to know them. And and if you're in Mexico for 3 days, you're probably just trying to get laid, right? And just have a good time and get fucked up. You don't maybe want to have this whole conversation of like, do you like your parents? And like, where'd you go to school? What'd you major in? Mm-hmm. And that kind of does come with the process of like getting laid, right? Yeah. Unless, of course, like, you guys are just both really fucked up and horny.
If you're fucked up and horny, there's not much. It doesn't matter where you are.
Right.
If you're, but people are in that state. Like, when I go to Vegas, there's not much of the getting to know them as there would be in anywhere else. Because it's just like, you're drunk, I'm drunk, I live 2 floors over there. Let's go.
Yeah, and it's more of like a platonic conversation. Yeah. It's more like...
We have to do this.
Like, what are you drinking? Yeah. And like... Oh, where are you guys staying? You know, it's you're not like, hey, what's the true meaning of life?
Yeah, what's your passion? What moves you?
Exactly, exactly. So you're kind of just, and that platonic conversation is kind of where you will have to get anyways to get the ball rolling.
Yeah.
But you do definitely need to know the places to go to, the hot spots to go to, because when you go to these new cities, chances are you haven't been to any of them, right?
And actually, if you were to Google it on Yelp, this is actually a good tactic, is typically the spots that are the best have the worst ratings. Because, like, the door guy, the covers, the political bullshit, you
gotta know. Also,
during a pandemic,
the places that are the best are not open.
Right.
Also, the places that care about the COVID restrictions are gonna be closed, and maybe... Those places are typically great because they're more corporate and they're well ran.
Right.
But now there's all these underground places where everyone's going to that no one really has heard of.
Right.
We ran into this problem a lot with Miami. Mm-hmm. I went to Miami 3 times during quarantine. And all 3 times we went to 3 completely different places because the restrictions would change every time we went there based on the number of cases in that given state and that time period.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
So one night we might go to Kiki on the River on a Friday.
Right.
And the very next trip, a month later, we might go to Mintu on a Friday night. Right.
Yeah. Story and Liv and 11 are done. Exactly. Then you might have space or you might. And by the way, these spots that we're staying in Miami, we knew about these spots because we asked. We asked people who either this could be on Instagram, emailing. You ask locals like, hey, where are all the young people going? It's a Thursday night. Do you go to Beachcomber? Do you just hang on South Beach? Do you go to Brickell? Like, you ask them these spots that most likely people are going to go to.
It's the 2 best types of people that are going to know are party girls that live there.
And you can identify them.
And promoters.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any better than that. Yeah. Promoters, their livelihood literally depends on going out and making a paycheck off of knowing where to send people.
Right. So...
And then hot girls, party girls always get invited to dope shit.
Right. And basically, also like kind of like young trendy spots, like, I don't know, barbershops. You could go like, I mean, like some grocery stores are kind of like young and trendy. You could ask people there. I mean, you just need to ask.
Your Uber driver.
Uber drivers, definitely know. That's a great one. Just ideas like that, just to know where to go. So once you find out where to go. Now what?
Most of these places, because of these restrictions, you're going to need to get some sort of bottle service. Yeah, right. They're not going to be any places that where you could just stand.
Right.
Unless you're in Tulum and there's an underground party and it's in the jungle and there's just like chicks running around in bikinis, which we did go to one of those. That was a blast. It's great. It literally feels like you're in Coachella.
Wow.
But assuming you're in Miami, yeah, chances are like you are going to need to be at some sort of table, mm-hmm, or, mm-hmm, or something. That there's a little more restrictions in America.
Right.
And so you will be willing to spend a little bit of money, right, on getting a table or joining a table and buying a bottle.
So there's no GA right now. There's no like GA tickets right
there, now. There's very few GA right now, because Tulum has it.
And let's just say you're listening to this after the pandemic. What I found is you DM promoters, girls, whatever, and say, typically they want like a good ratio, right? They want like 2-1, 3-1, maybe even if you're lucky.
Which is also why you maybe want to bring sand at the beach.
Sure, which is a great, it's a kind of like your easy way to just get in for free. So what I've done in Vegas is you DM a promoter, email them, text them, and they always have their number or email on their Instagram bio. And you just say, hey, man, I got even ratio for Omnia, for Excess tonight. Can we go under your name? And like, yeah, bro, you're good. And then you just pick off girls in line. You pick off girls that are walking there. You just say, hey, we're going to Excess. Come with us. We're going to Omnia at the line. Hey, come. We're on the guest list. Come with us. And you're good. Yeah, that's it. No, and you're a GA. You don't need a table. That's my strategy. And then I worked in Miami as well. That's the strategy just to kind of get around a cover charge is you DM promoters and you just bring girls with you.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's say you got into the club, right? Mm-hmm. You have a table, let's say.
Yeah.
There's some girls next to you.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to strike up that conversation and that leading to whatever you're looking for on that trip, which probably is going to be late sex?
Yeah. I mean, you can listen to our episode on how to start a conversation. Most of that still applies. But if you have a table, there's not really much you can say wrong. Unless you're a fucking idiot. And like, you're sexy, I want to motorboat you. Even that might work. But you don't be stupid. Because like, you're just cheersing them. Raising your glass, going, woo! Like, yeah, have a great Friday. Happy Friday. Happy Saturday. Whatever. Welcome to Tulum.
What cheers I've noticed is the idea or the mindset you want to have when you're trying to get a... is be the life of the party.
Yeah.
You're going to be, you go to that after party, yeah, take those shots.
Say yes to a lot.
You know, like, yeah, have pre-games. Yeah. Tell everyone like, hey, get up. Let's go. Let's right. go. Let's do it. Dance. Yeah. You know,
you have
like,
to
be the life of the party.
People are going to be drawn to that energy. And especially if you're a straight guy going for a straight girl. I mean, God, hell, even if a girl going for a guy, if you're the life of the party, guys take notice. Girls take notice when you're having a blast. Guys take notice when you're having a blast. Like, I want to know that chick.
Right. And maybe you have more time you buy yourself mm-hmm. to talk to someone if you're in the city you live in and just going out, right?
Right, right.
But you literally have 72 hours in that city.
Right.
You need to capitalize on it. And how are you going to do that? By standing out.
Yeah. Yep, right? Yep. You have to put yourself out there. You got to... But don't get sloppy, though. Because when you start getting sloppy, then you're going to start losing everything. So you have to know your balance of alcohol to weed to blow. I mean, I don't advise doing coke, but if you are going to do shit like that, I know that's very relevant in those cities. You just got to be aware. Otherwise, you might be get too high or too drunk and you're done for the next 24 hours.
Right, right.
So it's going to throw away a third of your whole trip.
And all these things, always remember to show love.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's like offering someone a drink at mm-hmm. your table, you know, hey, saying like, hey, are you hungry? Yep. Should we, you know, get some food after this?
Yep.
Offer some sort of something in return.
Right.
And therefore, you have more activities as well after.
Right.
So let's say you're getting along with, it's you and your boy, mm-hmm. and you have three girls with you guys in one group, mm-hmm. right? And you guys want to now leave the club go do after whatever. Party. After party.
After party, yeah.
Well, how do you recommend going about that?
First thing before you even plan that far is you have to live or like make sure your hotel or your Airbnb or whatever is close to, if you're trying to do the after party thing, make sure you know that the restaurants that are open late so right. you can go, hey, I know this perfect burrito spot right down the street. Let's all go. Let's all go grab tacos, burritos.
But maybe you don't know of that perfect burrito spot.
I would ask. I would ask locals. I would say, like, what's the good after-party restaurant? There are countless
I think it depends on the situation, right?
Sure, yeah,
like,
yeah.
if you're trying to go for the food thing,
yeah.
I think that's more, me personally,
yeah, yeah.
I think that's more like local hometown thing.
Okay.
I think if you're in a party city like Miami or whatever, 4 a.m., you're still probably raging.
Oh, yeah, you are.
You know? So maybe you just want to get everyone back to the Airbnb and just keep partying. Right, okay. right.
And then you bring everybody to your hotel that you rented out. So I think that's a good spot. And then what?
After that, I think you do have to rely on the friends that you're there with, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chances are if you and your boys or you and your girls go on a vacation like this, you guys are all probably single. You guys are all probably trying to get laid. Yeah. So everyone needs to help each other.
Right.
Right. Right. That's what we call being a good wingman. Yes. Right.
And we hope some of our friends listen to this.
Right. 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 And that's very important. Right. Right. So maybe you distract Sarah while I talk to Emily.
Okay. Well, if you are not comfortable hooking up, like literally right next to your boy, most guys and girls don't care, especially if it's like vacation.
Right.
And if you have, like, two beds,
I think the rules completely change on vacation.
Yeah, I think you're like, fuck it, it's a one-time thing, it's whatever. But yeah, I agree. Make sure, like, you guys, you and your boys know, like, all right, I'm into her, you're into her, let's do this. You bring it back, you keep it pretty high energy, and then what?
What you want to do is you want to be very clear to the girl that you're pursuing that you're interested in her.
Yeah.
What you don't want is take 2 days of the trip to convince her that you're interested in her, and then have her tell you, oh, yeah, I'm not that interested.
Yeah, there's way too many girls there for you to dwell on this one chick who's going back to Kansas.
That you exactly. You just got to be very upfront with it.
Yeah.
I think even you, assuming you're already, you know, showing that you're interested in her, I think you could even verbally ask, like, hey, I'm pretty interested in you.
Yeah.
I would love if you cuddled with me tonight, or
if you want to make out, or whatever.
If you want to make out,
or if you want to go over,
if you want to do anal tonight, I'm also down for that. I have a strap on.
I'll bend over for you, babe, whatever.
Yeah. Doesn't so matter. I think make your intent clear and go from there.
I think that's it. I think that's it. And then, I agree, Gene. I think that's perfect advice. You just got to show your intent, keep the energy high, and really just have fun. Remember, guys, girls, gay, straight, doesn't matter what you prefer, what you're into. People are going to be drawn to high energy. Make sure you know where the spots to get by asking the right people. And I think you'll have a great trip. And
It evidently clear who you're interested in.
Make it very clear if you're wingman or wingwoman, whatever you want to call them.
Remember, it's like a 48, 72-hour sprint. Yep, you don't have that much time.
You just got to go. So make sure, let us know your success stories, your failures, and your trips. You can DM me on Instagram at Tom_Carlson C.
I'm Gene W. Park.
And make sure to like, comment, subscribe, share it to everybody. We'd love to get all the feedback. So thank you guys so much. We'll see you next time.
Peace.